Hey there, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Mad Tech Daily. I'm your host, Dot. Let's get into today's stories. First up, OpenAI is making waves again, but this time it's not about their groundbreaking AI. Nope, they're reportedly gearing up to become a for-profit company. As a result, they will no longer be controlled by the non-profit board. OpenAI is also opening up their training data for review. Authors who've been crying copyright infringement will finally get a peek behind the curtain. This follows three lawsuits which accused OpenAI of harvesting mass quantities of content from the web to produce answers for ChatGPT. Now, let's jump over to X, formerly known as Twitter. Remember when Elon Musk bought the platform and we all wondered what would happen? Well, they finally released their first transparency report since the takeover. Spoiler alert, it's a bit of a head-scratcher, as the numbers are hard to compare to previous reports. The way the platform measures certain things has changed, as well as their actual policies. Not to mention, the number of users on the platform has decreased too. However, the number of accounts actioned for hateful content has decreased very dramatically compared to the previous report. Moving on to some APAC drama, Google's in hot water in Japan. The Japanese Fair Trade Commission concluded Google was playing dirty with Yahoo Japan, unfairly blocking them from receiving targeted ad revenue generated by searches on mobile devices. Google's not getting fined this time, but they're definitely on the FTC's naughty list. The FTC is watching them like a hawk, ready to pounce if Google steps out of line again. In fact, the commission recently proposed draft rules, which would allow the tech giant to be fined up to 20% of local revenues for breaking regulations concerning app store monopolies, rising to 30% for repeat offences. And that's a wrap on today's Mad Tech Daily. From AI companies chasing profits to social media transparency and tech giants in trouble, it's been quite a ride. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you in the next episode.